It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. We've been profiling people around the world who are dreaming up innovative ways to solve social problems. Today, we head to Cambodia. The owners of a popular hotel there have decided that the best way to help their employees is to turn the hotel over to them. And they're finding that it's one thing to tell people they're in control, and it's another to get them to act like it. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
So, walk into the lobby of the Soria Moria Hotel in the town of Siem Reap. It's a three-star hotel, 38 rooms, nothing fancy, but there's wicker furniture in the lobby, and it's cozy, and the tile floors are spotless. You look over palm trees from the rooftop bar.
Just maybe do something.
I'll have one cobalt margarita.
So far, pretty standard. But now, you're going to hear the difference between this hotel and probably everyone you've ever seen. Just ask the employees to introduce themselves. Some spoke through an interpreter.
My name is Maridad, and I work here as a receptionist. I am the owner also.
You're an owner of the hotel?
Owner as well.
My name is Chandi. I am food and beverage manager. I am the hotel owner.
My name is Chan Wong, bellboy.
You're the bellboy, bellman.
I am one of the owners of this hotel as well.
All 29 full-time employees are owners of this hotel. Now think about it. Cambodia is a country where most people never got past primary school. Yet now the receptionists at the Soria Moria.
Can we get our room key, please?
What is your room?
310.
And the women who clean your room, and the bartenders, and the office assistants, they've all become part owners of this corporation. Sim Sakana is at the reception desk. She says becoming an owner has changed the way she works.
For me, it's very important because we feel like this is our hotel. We try to be the best of the best.
If you'd come to Siem Reap 10 years ago, you would have found a sleepy backwater. A lot of houses were still made of palm fronds. But then the outside world discovered the temples.
So welcome to Angkor Wat, and right in front of us, this is the most beautiful temple in Cambodia called Angkor Wat. So let's walk up on these big steps.
Our guide says, you want to see how the tourist boom has transformed things? So we hop into a tuk-tuk. It's like a motorized rickshaw.
My name is Chan Chia Yut, and I'm born in Siem Reap.
And we head down the road that connects the airport to the main part of town. Wall-to-wall development.
About 10 years ago, on both sides, you see rice fields.
Rice fields. So this is farmland.
But now replaced with all these concrete buildings and especially hotels and restaurants. At nighttime on this road, I feel like I'm in Las Vegas sometimes.
And as this part of Siem Reap became more like Las Vegas, one of the hotel owners became more concerned.
The thing is, I don't like to talk down at other hotels, but I know there are cases where employees are being exploited.
Her name is Kristen Hansen. She's 33 from Norway. But she and her husband fell in love with Cambodia. And back in 2007, they bought a long-term lease on this hotel, and they renamed it the Soria Moria. The name comes from a Norwegian fairy tale about the search for happiness. They wanted their hotel to be a model of the right way to treat employees. Some hotels treat their staff like slaves.
Sometimes they don't even pay employees. They just bring in poor people from the countryside to basically work day and night for food and accommodation. No salary. There are many, many horror stories here.
I raised this with an executive from the Cambodia Hotel Association. He said he's heard those stories too, but most hotels treat employees fairly. In any case, Hansen and her husband treated their employees better. Generous overtime, almost 4 weeks vacation, paid. 3 months maternity leave, paid. Good health insurance. Then 3 years ago, Hansen and her husband started thinking about selling the hotel and moving back to Norway. And then they thought, uh-oh, what if the new owners don't treat the employees the same way? And they decided,
by the time we leave, we must make sure we hand over this to our staff, to our employee, because they've helped us build the business. They should have this, not somebody else.
Hansen called the staff to the dining room, and she said,
would you guys like to be partners in the business? That's what I said. There was kind of no response, and I think they thought we were joking. And then they got most of all scared. Most of them are from farmer families. They've grown up living under the poverty line, living on less than a dollar a day. So to suddenly become a business owner, it's a big step.
And Hansen and her husband basically pushed the employees to take that step. They turned over majority ownership to the staff May 1st, 2011. And here's how the ownership system works. Hansen and her husband formed a new company on behalf of the employees, and then they essentially gave that company 51% ownership in the hotel. Each employee earned shares in the new company based on a formula.
As simple as possible.
Hansen prints out a spreadsheet to show me. You get one ownership point for every dollar's worth of salary you make. You get two ownership points for every month that you work here.
And then as they climb up, their ownership will be higher because they've worked here longer.
Which means that a room cleaner who works here for years could get as many ownership points as a manager who's worked here less. Now, day to day, the Soria Moria runs pretty much like a normal hotel. There's a management committee and they tell employees what to do. But they pay the staff better than average, between $75 and $300 a month. And employee owners share the profits. Just this spring, they each got between 1 and almost 3 months extra salary. And hotel guests in the dining room can tell you what that means.
You can see they are not exploited, and that makes a lot of difference.
Joachim Pilzecker and Esther Ingvers are staying here from Germany. They love the spirit of this hotel.
The friendliness of the people.
It's a concept of helping people to make a living on their own.
If you're heading for CM Rio,
another guest wrote a love song about it.
There's a hotel you'll never forget. They all work together for times you will treasure. Soria Moria forever.
Still, Hansen has discovered that it's one thing to give people power on paper. It's another thing to help people who've grown up poor and powerless to start behaving like they have power. I talked about this issue one morning with one of the cleaners. Pav Toll was mopping the floor in a guest room. How many rooms do you have to clean today?
10.
10 rooms?
Yes.
And how many have you already finished?
2.
I asked her, what does it mean to be part owner of this hotel? Now, the rules say that the staff votes on decisions that involve spending more than $1,000. Should they buy a new refrigerator? Build a swimming pool?
Some people might wonder, why should a house cleaner in a hotel be able to help vote on decisions?
Christine treats us like a family. Christine loves us and trusts us.
Toll talked about Hansen like she's a monarch.
But here's my question. Why should a house cleaner like you help make these decisions?
Christine always told us that everyone is the owner of this hotel. It's not her. So everyone can make decisions. I'm not quite sure I'm smart enough.
And sure enough, when the staff started voting on decisions a couple years ago, they basically rubber-stamped what Kristen Hansen said. As we left Toll to finish her cleaning, my interpreter suddenly turned to me.
Cambodian people, they don't think they have the right to make decisions.
Her name is Ni Sundevi, and she said, when you ask Cambodians, why should you be able to help make decisions? Some don't understand your question, especially women.
Because before, they never make their own decision. Most of the decision is making by their parent or husband.
Kristen Hansen saw this problem too, and she figured, okay, let's train the staff to make decisions.
So, good afternoon. So welcome back again. Welcome to week 4.
The worker owners of the Soria Moria are taking management training at a center near the hotel. It's called Possibilities World. On this afternoon, a dozen hotel employees arrange their chairs in a circle under a slow twirling fan. The trainer is Naim Chuni.
Today is going to be really important. We're going to learn accountability, responsibility, the whole team, not just individual success. But
over the next few hours, he leads the group through a series of games. You know the kind. They use props like ropes and hula hoops. They're designed to teach teamwork and trust. And then everyone shares what they've learned. A waiter in the hotel restaurant says he's learning to face conflicts head on.
Example, last week I have a fight with a cook. Until now, I don't talk to him, and he doesn't talk to me. But now I realize that I have to change.
But if you can point to one moment when the staff realized we do have some control, it was probably their showdown with Kristen Hansen over the staff trip. You're laughing about this now, but were you upset at the time?
I was a bit upset, yeah. But I was a bit happy as well.
Every year since they bought the hotel, Hansen and her husband would close down for 4 days during slow season, and they take everybody to a resort for vacation. But last year, Hansen worried they couldn't afford it. The world economy was shaky. Reservations were down. So she called the entire staff to the dining room again. That's where Hansen first asked if they'd like to take over. And she told them, we should postpone the staff trip. Then the hotel's bright young bookkeeper stood up. Were you at all afraid of disagreeing with Kristen at this meeting? I mean, she founded this hotel.
No, I'm not afraid.
Yin Sochen told his colleagues, we realize business is tight, but this trip is the emotional high point of our year. We'll survive it. And he urged them to vote against Kristen Hansen.
I stand up and I object to the idea because we are based on the majority. Lots of people behind me and support me.
And then one of the women spoke out. She's the bartender now, Lu Dalis. She urged her colleagues to vote against Hansen too.
I am one of the owner, so I have the right to choose. I have confidence to express my idea, to make decision.
And we had the vote, and they all went against me. That was like, yeah. Actually, it made me really proud because I'm thinking, like, they need to stand up for something. And there you go, they did it.
The staff took their chip, and the hotel did fine. And now Kristen Hansen and her husband have decided they're leaving Cambodia later this year. They're going back to Norway to be with family. So the employee owners will really have to be in charge. And here's one of their next decisions. Should they sell the hotel and walk away with the profits? An appraiser said they could probably get $300,000. But some employees are backing a more ambitious idea. They want to expand and take over a second hotel. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
You can see photos of the Soria Moria and its employee owners at npr.org.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.